Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from WinTV. Hello, mate.
Good morning, Darren. How are you going?
I'm going very well. Lions had a win. I'm happy.
Good win too, wasn't it? Gee whiz, they were on from the opening bounce, weren't they? And never really gave Geelong a look in. And, you know, to do what they did to a top four side, a 44-point win at this stage of the season is very, very nice indeed. And obviously, Dane Zorko led from the front. He was outstanding as the skipper. Obviously, missed last week with suspension. So, listening to him, after the game, he said he needed to come in and make an impact, given a lot of the boys are coming off that short turnaround from the game here in Hobart last weekend. So, yeah, magnificent win. They take the Cats third spot in the ladder now, and Geelong slipped to fourth.
Yep, wouldn't write off the Cats just yet. Just had one of those games. All right, so let's talk about the brouhaha between the Premier and Tony Cochran from the Suns.
Bombs going off everywhere in this game. It's all happening. Obviously, this started a few weeks ago when Tony Cochran came out and said there shouldn't be a 19th club in the AFL. And, you know, it wasn't a direct shot at Tasmania. He said again on the couch the other night that it wouldn't matter where it was. He just doesn't feel that the competition can afford it at the moment. He's meant to be coming down this weekend, so the Premier got into Parliament yesterday and said that encouraged Tasmanians to boo him this weekend. Yeah. So this is on the floor of State Parliament, he's Mr. Premier, so it's a little bit interesting, a little bit left field, but they're doing all they can to get a big crowd here for this game tomorrow. Obviously, it's 16th versus 18th, so they've given free tickets away to kids. The subscribers of the Mercury newspaper can get along for free, I think, so... then the other bomb went off last night that Hugh Greenwood, who's obviously playing in the game for the Gold Coast Suns, put out a tweet at the Premier saying it'd be better if he actually highlighted the Tasmanians playing in the game rather than taking pot shots at his footy club. So, yeah, there's all sorts of little subplots to this game, Darren. So we'll see how many turn up tomorrow, but it'll be nice to get a crowd there.
Yeah, well, the Premier also has challenged Tony Cochran to a half-time shootout, so we'll see. I don't think that's going to happen. I'd love to see it though. That'd be great news fodder. And I noticed that he's all over it, Peter. He's like, he's got a message on his Facebook page holding the Tassie jumper, and he's going at it in Parliament. Anyway, it's certainly promoted the game because aside from, you know, Peter Gutwin's promotion of it, they probably get 2,000 there tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, that's what they're worried about, I think, that no one will be turning up. So it will be interesting to see how much momentum this is built and how many do you go through the gates, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the TSL. What's happening there this weekend?
Yeah, some really good games, actually. Glenorchy and North Hobart go head-to-head. Both of those teams just need to win. But the two good games are up north. All the top four sides playing against each other again. We've got North Launceston and the Tigers at Utah Stadium. And the Tigers are building a really nice season at the moment. And if they can beat North Launceston tomorrow at Utah's, that would really get people talking about how well they're going, even though they are already. And the other game is Launceston and Clarence. Now, the last time these two teams met at Windsor Park a year ago, it was 2-1, the final score, and Clarence got the job done. So they'll be hoping to replicate that, I reckon, hopefully with a few more goals, though, the Roos.
Yeah. A-League Grand Final, Sunday.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's going to be really interesting. Obviously, Melbourne City led the tournament for much of the year, didn't they? Obviously, Central Coast started out really well early, but Melbourne City certainly became the better team as it went on. They're taking on Sydney FC, who I assume is already in Melbourne after the lockdown up there. I'm assuming they got there in time. But they got through, of course, with that win over Adelaide United last week. Melbourne City through with a 2-0 win over MacArthur. So, yeah, can't wait for it. It's 5:05 on Sunday, and the best team will win, no doubt.
Yep, be watching that. Very good. Now, local NPL football. So, Strikers, they're getting up the ladder. They're second spot now, only 1 point behind Glenorchy. They had a 2-0 win over Launceston City last week. So they take on Clarence down there tomorrow afternoon. You'd think they'd beat Clarence?
Yeah, they should do. Yeah, absolutely. The form they're in. So, yeah, absolutely. Again, they should win. All Wentworth Park, where Clarence do play, is a tricky ground. It's sort of out in the open, doesn't have any grandstands around it and stuff. So it takes a bit of getting used to. But, yeah, the Strikers should take care of that one, you'd think.
Yeah. Right. Basketball. So, NBL Grand Final, Game 3 tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it. It's probably will be wrapped up, in my opinion. Obviously, Melbourne United have gone and done the hard part of the job and won two games in a row over in Perth. So they come back to Melbourne tonight with a crowd of 5,000. You'd think they'd be able to take care of the Wildcats. They've got a few injury concerns, and I reckon it'll be open tonight. And that's exciting for a number of reasons, Darren. Not only will we have a new premier, potentially, in the NBL, but free agency will open 2 days after this championship's wrapped up. So that means the Jack Jumpers will be able to start signing uncontracted NBL players as of, well, if it's finished tonight, Monday. So can't wait for that to start getting a few names rolling through for JJ.
Yeah, so Melbourne United, you'd think, would win that tonight. Now, NBL won, so we've had a couple of weeks off, but so we've got Bendigo in the state this week, so they play Hobart tonight and then the Thunder tomorrow night.
Yeah, they do. So this is obviously revamped fixtures because of what's happened. So they're getting some of the regional Victorian teams down to Tassie first. So we'll get Bendigo this week, Geelong next week. Good to see Mike Carina going to be lining up for the Thunder tomorrow night. He's been playing more recently with South East Melbourne Phoenix in the NBL, so he'll bring a wealth of experience. Speaking of Nick Haywood, though, he won't play too many minutes in his first game. But, yeah, it'll be good to see him out there tomorrow night playing for the Thunder.
Yep, 7:30 tip-off at Olley. Be a great game, full house, hopefully. And not forgetting the Tawns, they play the Bendigo women tomorrow night as well at Alfred in Launceston. All right, let's see. Oh, Tour de France starting tomorrow.
Yeah, it does. So can't wait for this. Obviously, Richie Porte riding now for Ineos Grenadiers. Finished on the podium last year, of course, when he was at Trek Segafredo. So, yeah, can't wait to see how he goes. Obviously, he went over to Ineos as a support rider, really. But only a couple of weeks ago, he won the Tour de Dauphiné, or Criterium de Dauphiné. So he's in ripping form. And basically, they haven't really nominated a lead rider, Ineos Grenadiers. So I guess they'll look at who's going the best and then the others will play the support rider potentially for whoever's doing the best out of. You've obviously got Gerard Thomas as well, who's a gun rider. So, yeah it's going to be a really fascinating few weeks, I reckon, for Ineos Grenadiers to see how it all plays out.
Right. I want to finish on my feel good sports story of the week. New Zealand winning the World Test Championships, rolling the red hot favourites, India.
Big win, wasn't it? And this goes to show a small nation like New Zealand punches well above its weight in all sport, really, but particularly cricket. They've been, you know, in the World Cup final in the One Days, and now this as well. To beat India, who are just such a dominant nation in cricket, to the Test Championship. And it broke my heart to watch it, really, Darren, because I know that's what Tim Payne had been striving for, to feature in that game and wanting to win it. So that was tough to watch. But, yeah, full credit to New Zealand. They've knocked off a powerhouse to win the inaugural Test Championship. So well done to them.
Yep, they were magnificent. All right, mate, thanks for that, and we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 6.
Thanks, mate.